This is Cass, co-producer of Moonbase Theta Out. We hope you've enjoyed season 3 so far. We're bringing you a little something special during this mid-season break, a pair of previously Patreon-only minisodes. A huge thank you to our supporters on Patreon who made these episodes possible, and so much more. These semi-canonical special bonuses were written and performed by actors Tina Daniels as Wilder and Cass McPhee, oh hey, that's me, as Michelle Langlois. Enjoy!
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Good morning, sunshine. I hope you don't mind. I went ahead and started work on that soundproofing you wanted done. Now, I did make some coffee when I got here, and I left some for you if you... I know. Ain't exactly gourmet, is it? You know, it ain't even as good as that crappy coffee that they set out at them fancy businesses when they want you to buy something, and it's... And man, that stuff sets the standard for crappy coffee. Now, gods no. Don't apologize. Trust me, it is no big deal. Honestly, it's probably the most straightforward and simple job that I'm gonna have all day, so. I was just wondering. Did you... I mean, how did... What did you think of that message that I sent to you last week? No, not that one. No. Wait, what? Wow, no. I don't think... Yeah, that one was not from me. Roger, do you even read the messages I send you? No, I know. I know you're busy. Believe me, we are two peas in the same very big metal pod. Pot. Do you cook peas in a pot? It's gotta be pod, isn't it? Peas in a pod. Peas in a pot. Right. Of course it's pod. What was I thinking? Anywho, No, it ain't important, but really, everyone around here could use a little bit of levity. And honest to God, I really thought you'd get a kick out of that last one specifically. 'Cause of your pups? Cass and Paul. Oh my God. Roger, this is painful. The dogs. Doggos. You know, like your two? Okay, look, I get it. memes just, they ain't your thing. And that's okay. I mean, it would have been nice if you'd at least acknowledged some of the messages I sent your way. A little LOL. Or, thanks Wilder, but it ain't for me, but I appreciate the thought. But no, that's fine. I get it. Thing is, though, and I know what you're gonna say, but this one is just too perfect. I can't let it go. You got to give me this one and try to understand. Your dogs, like your actual fuzzy, honest-to-goodness pups, are doggos. No. No. Not a Brazilian doggo. I mean, yeah, that's what they are, but this is more like a, oh, look at you. Who's a good little doggo? You are. You follow? Okay. You don't follow. Let's back up. So, back in the day, like, we're talking 19th century wise, doggo was a plain Jane, normal, non-memified word. Meant like, remain motionless. Lie in hiding. To lie doggo is what you'd say if you'd use it in a sentence. Okay enough word, but if you ask me, a little boring and a lot redundant. I mean, to lie doggo. Please, you show me one doggo that could even lie doggo. That doesn't even sound like you're lying still. Anyway, fast forward to, well, still quite a bit ago, actually. Anyway, there was this site, see, somebody made it, and the sole purpose of this site was to rate dogs. What do you mean, on what? They just rated them. Like, how cute is this good doggo? 15 out of 10. Would pet again. The heck, I don't know. I highly doubt there was any actual rating system, and if so, it definitely wasn't anything scientific or anything. And all the dogs on there now are probably like 70, 80 years old. Bad ratings? The heck no. All doggos are good doggos. I mean, that was kind of their whole shtick. Well, that and calling dogs cute little things like puppers and doggos, which is kind of the whole thing that we're talking about right now. But they also used words like bork and heck and oh, do me a frighten. What? No. I mean, well, they could. But these here are cute little fuzz monsters, so naturally, you gotta shake up the language we use to describe them. It's I can't has cheeseburger all over again, really. Just some updated vernacular. And no, I am well aware you have no idea what that means, but maybe someday, God's willing, I will bring you to the dark side, cookies and all notwithstanding. Back on the language, though, there is a whole subculture around it. You actually might appreciate this. NPR actually did a piece on that. Heck, Merriam-Webster even liked it. Said that doggo was a word to watch. It's important here that we don't get our memes crossed. Doge is very similar. Doge. Don't think I don't see you rolling your eyes at me, Roger. Now, Doge is actually a doggo. Well, to be specific, a Shiba Inu. So, Doge is also a doggo, but not all doggos are Doge. Context is super important with that one. And we won't even go into dingo versus doggo. That whole meme was a travesty. Did you know that that dingo really did eat that lady's baby? And everyone thought here it was just something funny. I tell you what, that's why you really got to make sure your memes stand the test of time. Otherwise, you look like a jerk with some egg on your face, all at the expense of some poor woman in Australia. You know, it is fun to say, though. And I could see how it could get confusing. Dingo, doggo, dingo, doggo. The doggo ate my baby. That is ridiculous. A doggo would never eat someone's baby, if you ask me. Dingoes, sure. But doggos make great baby companions. Our girls had no less than 4... All right, you get back here. Sit down. First off, how rude. You don't just walk off when someone's talking to you, especially if they're going out of their way to try and be relatable to you. Second, damn it, this here's important. You of all people, I expected to understand. Yeah, you. You're always walking around here quoting poems from the 1800s. It ain't that different. I'll have you know that memes were one of the highest forms of literature to survive the early 2000s. Don't you look at me in that tone of voice, Brigato. Fisher? No, that's weird too. Brigato Fisher. Man, that is a mouthful, you know that? Hyphenated names just don't have the same bite to them when you're trying to tell someone what for, do they? Now that I think about it, I think that's why the ladies and I didn't take each other's names. Can you imagine? You're mad as heck at someone and just going off on them, reading them their rights, and you get to their name and it's all, "Listen here, Esteban Julio Ricardo Montoya de la Rosa Ramirez." You couldn't do it with a straight face. Of course, something like that might have been better for me in the long run. I'm telling you, you do not know fear until you have not one, but two angry women yelling at you. And wilder. It just rolls off the tongue like that. Hell, even the kids have picked that one up. Not pretty. That is more than you wanted to know about me, I am sure. And is really neither here nor there and has nothing to do with memes in general, let alone doggo. Anywho, my point is, I do know what I'm talking about. All right. So you walk around here all the time, quoting any and everyone from Alden to Moraes to the Cookie Monster, for all I know. Now, why do you do that? That's right. It's because they had the words and the imagery that best connected with what you were feeling when you didn't have it yourself, right? Right. Now, it's the same with memes. Sometimes a body just doesn't have the words to explain all the things that bottle up inside them, and there's just something about a picture paired with some text and maybe a well-known concept or situation that just does the trick. What? Why are you looking at me like that? I tried to tell you I do know what I'm talking about. They won't just hand a degree to anybody. You do have to take some classes, pass a test or two, and maybe bribe a professor, but... What? No, you're right. I do have a degree in mechanical engineering. The consortium may be inept, corrupt, or whatever the upt they are, but they ain't completely stupid. I know it might be a little hard for you to believe, seeing as how I'm not the most intellectually gifted person here on the moon base. But me? I was a double rainbow. Damn it, Roger. You really don't read my messages, do you? I double majored, you dork. That one even had context. Yaks on bikes. I did mechanical engineering and media studies. Right. Hence, the memes. Now, don't you feel all silly turning this into some big-ass thing when it didn't really have to be? Eesh, they say women are the dramatic and difficult ones. Well, they never been to the moon base, that's for certain. Hey, pass me that panel of soundproofing, will ya? Not that I don't love a good awkward spell as much as the next girl, but... How about I do us both a favor and let you off the proverbial hook? You remember me telling you about that website? The one about rating the dogs. Well, it still exists. At least in archive format. I don't believe anyone's worked on it for a few years now, but it don't matter. Spend some time scrolling that site. Look at all the dogs, get a feel for it, read how they talk about them, and then... I want you to message me a picture of your pups. And I want you to rate them. just like the people on that website did. And no cheating, can't do just a number. Nothing fancy, just a short little blurb, and then the rating. And then, I'll be content. No more inundating you with all the memes. Nope, I promise. Scout's honor. May I live on ensoyment if I'm lying. Okay? Okay. Oh, wait. Hey, Roger. Don't you forget to attach that pic now. Bonus points if you send me multiples of the pups.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Olfactory, something new today. Put it through its paces. Give me Sea Spray, Atlantic, 0.5. Add fish and chips. No? No, we can get there. Give me French fries, fried in peanut oil, just 0.1. Vinegar, 0.01. There we go. Don't even need the fish, turns out. Fat, salt, and vinegar. Indulgence. Okay, let's give this another shot. Recording, personal message, encrypt security level blue, 2. Maria Langlois, base gamma. Hey sis, I don't know when you're gonna get this. I've been trying to send a message since I got up here, but no dice. Comm towers are down. That comms lead has been trying to get permission to go check him out. It's a funny enough scenario. I almost want to let him. The thought of him suiting up and going topside is just magnifique. Those of us left awake up here could take bets on how many clicks away he'd get before the vast unknown was too much for him to handle and he scuttled back home. Ne sait rien faire de ses dix doigts, celui-là. Or at least that's what he wants me to think. I don't know. When they were briefing me, they told me to keep an eye on him. That's the thing about this whole moon base project that makes me laugh. It's a combined effort, like the announcer says on the feeds. The combined corporate moon base project. A sign of our ongoing success. Only it's a sign of shit. Because the more corporations with their spoons in the pot, the more everybody's keeping an eye on everybody else. The way I figure it, I'm not the only one up here who's looking. I mean, case in point, if I'm right, you are over there on Base Gamma right now. If they weren't shitting me. And they better pray to Thor if they are. I mean, they wanted me for this. They came after me specifically. They obviously told you about it. You left that message for me. But what's driving me nuts is they made me think I'd be getting in touch with you up here. No, they never said it specifically. The consortium never says anything specifically unless it's about your contract. But are you in stasis over there? Did they hold that message you sent me from months ago when they started shutting everything down? Or was it recent and you're awake? Do they have you on a special assignment? What are you doing? What are they doing? Where the hell are you? Damn it. Pause recording. Olfactory, clear the palate. Give me... Gods, I would kill for a smoke. It's gotta be... I know McVett had the green stuff. I don't want that. I want... Olfactory, give me... Cigarette smoke. Gauloise Blonde. 0.5. Oof, too strong. 0.2. I'm not gonna get anywhere just asking questions to myself. Gotta move on. Gotta shake it off. Shake it off. Computer, delete everything after I invoked Thor on their asses. Resume recording. Anyway, whatever's happening, I can't do anything about it, and you won't want to hear about it whenever you get this. What you will want to hear, though, because you'll find this as funny as I did, is this comms guy's messages back home. I'm not talking about the personal messages. I'm not listening to all of those yet. I've got them on keyword scanning. Anything concerning comes up, I'll get into it. Anyway, no, I'm talking about the public messages. Yeah, the kind any kid with a CB radio kit in a dream could pick up. Right on Consortium Channel 5. Here, let me look up the transcript from the one a couple weeks ago. Oh, here we go. Regarding your comment on my last transmission, if you review my employment contract, I am allocated 15 seconds of each broadcast for personal messages. Alright, first off, for a guy who's being this pedantic about the fine print of a contract, he's playing pretty fast and loose with this 15 seconds thing. I timed the one from the next week. I'll talk about that one in a minute. And it was 25.31 seconds. You're 40% over your time, Poindexter. Anyway, this first one was pretty short, just, "To my husband, Alessandra, I love you. Give Castor and Pollux a treat for me. I'll be coming home soon." Okay, so the first, this solved a bit of a mystery for me. When I was trying to look him up by name, I wasn't getting hits. Have I said his name? Roger Brigado Fisher. Real mouthful of a name for a snack-sized human being. Anyway, now I know where he got the Brigado from. And it'll make my research way easier. Anyway, hubby at home, pets, at least I hope they're pets named after mythological Greek twins. Yeah, this guy's a certified 100% nerd alert. Anyway, I should probably wrap this up soon, but I have to share this thing from his next message. In it, he goes on and on about working in the lab with the weirdo Dr. Ray, blah, blah, blah. And the personal message is all, "Ooh, baby, I miss you so much. Pets to the dog." Oh, here we go. "Have you been watching what they eat? You know how they get during squirrel season." Can we just... You're on the moon, buddy. The moon! Who gives a shit about squirrel season? Squirrels will be standing on the remains of the dead planet Earth next to the cockroaches by the end. They're fine. And then, of course, it's all, "You've been on my mind so often through the days, wishing I could share all this with you." Oh yeah, it's just great up here. But he'd love helping you spray down living quarters and clean literal shit off the telescopic arrays with that wilder. Oh god, I forgot about this part. "Should we ever need to escape the strife on Earth?" Talk about a $20 word for shit. "I've claimed a nebula in your name." Oh, this is the best bit. "The mathematics are absolutely lovely." Man, I hope this guy's husband took the chance to level up, if you know what I mean, while he was off-world. Anyway, je dis ça, je dis rien. Anyway, this would be a lot more fun if I knew when I was going to hear back from you. I know there's got to be a reason why they're keeping those comm lines down, and I know you can take care of yourself. I made it, Maria. We made it. We're on the moon. I guess I've waited this long to try to get back in touch. What's a little longer? Things are certainly never dull around here. Speaking of, I might be having a little date this evening. If all goes well, maybe I'll spill the beans in my next message. Gotta keep up the mystique, right? End recording. Encrypt. File in my outbox. Send it. Well, if it can send, then send. Thanks again for listening to this special bonus episode. If you want more, we'd love to have you join our community on Patreon. For as little as a dollar a month, you'll get early access to regular season episodes, behind-the-scenes emails from Deej, and bonus episodes like these. Oh, and no spoilers, but how about a super-secret mini-series with all new amazing voices? And yes, supporters at every tier have access to all of the above. Check us out at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. All of your support, including tagging us on social media, telling a friend about our show, or sending us an email, means so much to us. Thank you for putting the moon in our sky. The last 5 episodes of season 3 are going to be a wild ride, and we're so glad you're with us on this journey. Take care, stay safe, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sine. That's a geometric waveform or arc that rises and falls. And a new Canadian TTRPG and podcast inspired by that almost soothing mathematical motion. Let me show you. The action begins to rise as powerful strangers in a ruined yet vibrant world band together.
If you run north, they will chase you. I suggest you stand behind me.
Partner, I'd rather stand beside you if you're willing to help.
Tension continues to mount higher as our characters must push themselves beyond their usual limits.
As I'm climbing into the driver's seat, I'm gonna say to Sarah, "Sometimes you gotta make tough decisions. I'm driving now."
And it peaks as a danger and excitement hits its zenith, leading to great failure or success.
Fenrir would be just fire at this point.
She straight up might die. Like, this encounter might murder you.
You know what? You lit me on fire! We're gonna be on fire, baby!
And this tension relaxes with tragedy, but more often humor, that comes with great pals being around a virtual table playing a game. Discover Sine on your favorite podcast player. S-I-N-E. The choices of the characters are theirs to make, but the fate of the world is up to the dice.